Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Time flies. Monday is already over. It was really good, actually. A meeting with a friend who flew in from San Francisco. And, you know, it happens that when we got to know each other, we really didn't talk about work at all. And this time we ended up talking about career stuff. Super cool getting to know, you know, a different side of a person. And similarly, for dinner, caught up with a friend who I've known for years, actually. He's from Chengdu as well. We're from the same hometown, even though we didn't know each other back then. We got introduced through a mutual friend, just always kind of only hung out in like a group social setting. And just, you know, kind of casual banter, never talked much about what each other did. Knew he worked in consulting, he knew I worked in fintech, but you know, that's pretty much it. And then it turns out for the last 2 years he was working as a CTO of a startup, and the startup actually did really well, right? And so he learned tons of lessons from the fundraising and how to recruit, how to grow teams, how to design products, all that. Hearing those lessons was really helpful in helping me, I guess, focus at this stage. Because if you really think about it, right, we've been focusing on the current product vision for the past three months, and to go from that to the next level, there's a lot of work to be done, but it's important to realize it's only been 3 months and it's okay, right? We have a user base that's gradually growing, and that's what matters. With users who love it, right? But if we were to make this big, then we'll need to raise money. So to raise money, gotta approach it like a numbers game. Reach out to people who you think might be interested in the subject matter and provide them with reasons to invest. And the first round is actually not gonna be that hard because of SEIS. Essentially, it's a scheme here in the UK that allows investors to save the money on taxes if they invest. So it's almost like free money. They would have paid it anyway, might as well give it to you. So yeah, I'm gonna really look into that. It's totally doable. It's been done, and I can do it too. Biggest lesson for today, and on top of it, I caught up with my friend who's doing this accelerator in San Francisco, and realized for all these programs, you really do have to, like, if you were to maximize the benefit from these programs, you have to listen to them. It's almost like a class setting where you need to answer to the professors. And obviously when you're outside of that kind of setting, you know, think of these accelerators as an investor, then instead of answering to them, you will need to answer to the customers. So yeah, just a perspective. Alright, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.